It's time for another Castle Country Focus, and joining us in the studio today, we have three guests from the Castle Country Acting Company. Very fun time straight ahead, July 22nd, 23rd, and 25th. They're going to bring us two productions, Treasure Island and Robin Hood. Joining us to get things rolling, to kind of set the stage, we have Emily Sanders. She is the producer. Emily, it's so great to chat with you today. I appreciate you bringing in a couple of guests and talking about what we have in store.
Thanks for having us.
So let's talk about what's right ahead. Again, Treasure Island, Robin Hood. This is fun. A couple of youth performances. That's the technical term, right? We can say
absolutely.
That.
Absolutely. Yes. Yeah.
Now, before we dive into the two shows, I want to get people maybe a little bit more familiar with the Castle Country Acting Company. You guys are not new. You've been around for quite some time.
Yeah, we've been around since 2009. Caitlin Iverson is the founder of the Castle Country Acting Company. She did her first show in 2009, and we've just continued on with that for, 13 years now.
How long have you been involved?
I've been involved about 7 years, maybe.
Okay. Yeah. What is it about the Castle Country Acting Company that you find? I mean, if you've dedicated 7 years of time to it, there's something there. So what is it for you?
I think there's an underappreciation in this world for the performing arts. People appreciate it more when they see it coming from adults, or, you know, everyone makes a big deal about going to Salt Lake to go watch an off-Broadway show, or even going to New York to watch a Broadway show. But those actors start somewhere. They have to start somewhere. And community theater is what plants those seeds for future actors. And I think it's an underutilized and underappreciated art. And we just, our purpose is to really get people in the community involved in this, to love it. We might have budding Broadway actors here in Carbon County, and this is an opportunity for them to explore their interests and their love.
Yeah, when you talk about, I can kind of piggyback off of that, when you talk about getting people involved in it, we got to stress, kids. These are kids. These aren't adults, right? I mean, you guys have kids doing literally everything, even behind the scenes, to the acting, to the whatever it may be. This is a kids' production.
It is a kids' production, and I can't emphasize that enough. I don't think people realize what the kids really do. The kids are in charge of their... we've got six-year-olds that are in charge of their costumes, changing sets, knowing when they're supposed to come on stage. I do the music, and my friend Katie, she does the lights. We're not able to go and help those kids, and so we have trained these little ones to do not just acting, but to do stage management and to work backstage and to help each other out. It's actually really incredible to see what these little ones can do.
What type of a time commitment are we looking at for these little ones?
Oh man, so. This year, we kind of did things a little bit differently, but it's about 3 to 4 hours a week for the little kids, and our older actors, the ones that are going to be doing Robin Hood, put in about 6 to 7 hours a week of rehearsal. And then, of course, next week is going to be our dress rehearsals, and that will be closer to about 10 to 15 hours for the kids.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about the shows that you guys have up and coming, the productions. So Treasure Island, the musical, and then Robin Hood. First question I have for you is why? How did you guys settle on these two pieces to kind of mesh together?
Okay, so actually Treasure Island was kind of a last minute situation. Katie is in nursing school and she's super busy. And normally we write our own original plays. We'll do our own sometimes musicals as well. So we write original productions. We just didn't have time for that this year. So this is the first time we purchased a script, and we were able to buy the script online. Treasure Island seemed like the best option for what we, you know, with our time limitation this year. So Treasure Island was chosen for that reason. Robin Hood was written by Caitlin Iverson. She did this show, maybe 10 years ago. Or so she did Robin Hood. She revamped it again for this year, but Robin Hood is an original production from Katie.
All right, so right off the top of my head, when I hear Treasure Island, I immediately think of Muppet's Treasure Island, which was a musical, right?
Yes.
And then when I think of Robin Hood, I think of the Disney cartoon Robin Hood, which came out decades and decades ago. How similar are the two? Am I completely off base by thinking of those?
No, I would say Treasure Island is fairly similar. It's a basic story, Long John Silver, right? Mm-hmm. Kind of same idea. Robin Hood is a little different than what you would expect, right? So Robin Hood is a legend. There's maybe truth that he really did exist. Nobody really knows for sure. But Katie decided to take a couple of stories, historical stories of Robin Hood, and compiled them together. So the show that you'll see with Robin Hood is not the same Robin Hood as Disney. But of course, there's going to be archery tournaments. There's going to be hangings. There's going to be, you know, sword fights and a lot of action. It's a fun. It's a unique and unusual twist to Robin Hood. So you should come and watch it.
Yeah, definitely. Again, Emily Sanders joining us right now. She is the producer at the Castle Country Acting Company. Two shows coming up July 22nd, 23rd, and 25th, Treasure Island and Robin Hood. So you're going to get two shows as you go to watch it. One, you get two. So I know, Emily, you've also brought in a couple of actresses, which I'm excited to talk to these girls because, again, as you've alluded to, this is a kids' production. So you had to bring kids in, right?
Of course. Yeah, okay. Of course we did.
So tell me who you brought in today.
Okay, so I actually have my daughter, Julia Sanders. She's almost seven. She's our six-year-old actress. And then I have my niece, Kylie Bischoff. She is our 12-year-old actress, and she's in Robin Hood this year. And they're excited to talk to you. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, let's talk to the girls. First off, Kylie Bischoff, again, one of the older production. Robin Hood is going to feature actors and actresses from the ages of 11 to 18. Kylie, it's great to get you in. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, tell me a little bit about Robin Hood and your role in this this particular production.
So I play two characters. I am a sister in like this peasant family home thing, and we are like the narrators. So we're doing our chores and we're telling the story. And then I am a monk. Mm-hmm. So me and my friend and my other friend, my friend's the bishop. My other friend is a monk with me, and it's just really fun. And Robin Hood is, I can tell you, it's gonna be really fun. There's so much energy. I don't know, there's fights between two lovers. There's battle scenes between the soldiers and the outlaws. There's weddings, there's hangings. There's a whole bunch of fun stuff. It'll be really fun.
Okay, so I got two questions for you. One, what's your favorite part of the production itself? If you had to pick, it doesn't even have to be a part of the actual show, just maybe your favorite part of the production all the way around. What's your favorite part?
Dress rehearsals or performances.
Why dress rehearsals?
You get to see your costumes. You get to finally do it with everything. And it's it's just really fun to before the performance because you can still mess up and get help. So that's your time to actually make it as perfect as it can be without the director yelling at you, "You did it wrong!"
Well, I know it's very challenging for you guys. I mean, there's a lot of commitment. We were just talking to Emily about it a moment ago. So what has been the most challenging part for you?
The scene changes this year. It's, since we're doing it in the director's backyard, we're not on an actual stage. And this year it's been really crazy going with our director going to this play, then the other play, then this play. It's just kind of been harder, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But it makes for a lot of fun for the spectators, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that's a good thing for the spectators. Challenging for you, good for everyone else.
Yeah.
All right. Let's bring in Julia. Julia Sanders. Again, she is an actress as well. Only 7 years old. How are you, Julia?
I am good.
All right. 7 years old. What got you into acting?
Let's see. So what got me into acting is that when my mom started shows, I wanted to be in it and rely on just getting to make entertainment for more people. So when my mom started doing shows, I just wanted to do it with her.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So
tell me about Treasure Island. What role do you play?
I play you know how there are pet parrots?
Mm-hmm.
I am one of those pet parrots for pirates. And my name is Flinty in the show. And it's just really fun doing it.
Do you like playing animals?
Yes.
Is it more fun to play an animal or a human?
I actually don't know, because they're both, like, really fun and entertaining, but so I don't really know which one is, like, is it better this way or that? Yeah. Like, it's so hard to choose.
Yeah. Well, with you being so young and already being in acting, I'm kind of intrigued now. Like, what do you like to do in your spare time? Are you a movie watcher? Do you love music? Like, what is it in your spare time that kind of relates to acting on stage?
I like to color pictures.
Okay.
I like to watch shows with my brothers. Mm-hmm. I like to, play outside. I like to do all sorts of things.
All that stuff kind of sparks creativity, right?
Mm-hmm.
Coloring, playing, watching, all that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
That's great. Okay, girls, before I let you go, I want to jump back over to Kylie. Go ahead and invite everybody out. That's important. Tell them why they should come out and watch this show July 22nd, 23rd, and 25th.
You should watch it. It gives you something so you're not sitting on your couch doing nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And it gets you out doing something, and you can find out about it and do it, and it makes you during the summer, and it makes you have something you can do. It's just really fun, and this year it's gonna be really fun.
Julia, I'll tell you the same thing. Go ahead, invite everyone out to come see the shows.
So please come to the show because it's entertaining and it's fun for us too, and it's just really fun to watch and do, and just please come.
Yeah, well, I'm excited. Girls, thank you so much for taking out the time to come in.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right, we'll bring Emily back in one more time. Again, the producer of the Castle Country Acting Company. Emily, it's been a lot of fun to chat with you guys. I really appreciate you stopping by. Again, give us all the major details for both Treasure Island and Robin Hood.
Okay, so our shows are the 22nd, 23rd, and 25th. Again, we have two full performances, and the reason we did this is because we have a cast of 64 kids this year. It's way too many kids to do one show, so we divided it into two. The hope is that people will come to both shows, but if you have kids that need to get to bed or whatever, you can come to the early show at 5:30. That would be Treasure Island. And then we have the senior actor performance of Robin Hood at 7. And the point of that is, again, you can come to one, come to both. It doesn't matter. We just want people to come, please. We also have a matinee. It's 12:30 on Saturday and 2 o'clock for Robin Hood on Saturday as well. So anyway, we just encourage people to come out and support these kids from Carbon County. 64 kids from Carbon County are depending on the support from the community. We depend on gifts from the community to keep that Castle Country Acting Company going. And that comes in when people come to our shows. That's how we are able to do what we need to continue doing this for the next 20 years.
Yeah. Well, Emily, I really do appreciate you taking out the time to come by. Thank you for bringing in Kylie and Julia. And I can't wait to see the shows July 22nd, 23rd, and 25th. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right. For more on this Castle Country Focus interview and others, make sure you visit CastleCountryRadio.com.